SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit Nollis in St. Catherine as plans get underway to build a music studio. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them find you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces, a courthouse business. Them ain't nobody telling no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Please don't stop the music. Young people in the community of Nollis near Bogwalk in St. Catherine will be able to hone their production skills as work to build a music recording studio is in its advanced stages. Several community members in Nollis recently participated in a Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF program for unattached youth, and a community center came out of the initiative. This time, the community will be expected to work together to establish a studio, which will provide an avenue for persons to record music and learn skills useful for the global industry. Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley, during a groundbreaking ceremony for a multipurpose court in the community of Deeside nearby, said the studio would help develop talents that could be used for income generation.
We have already done all the preliminary work, and the engineers have come out and have determined the kind of equipment that we will have to purchase, and we'll be training people on how to utilize the studio equipment. So we'll train studio engineers as well, which is something I'm very, very, very proud of, because you can take that skill wherever you go and be a studio engineer anywhere across the world.
Mrs. Nita Headley says contact has been made with experts like managing consultant Dr. Henley Morgan, who also works with young people in Trenchtown to develop their studio skills. This to ensure that guidance is provided for Nollis residents to actually take advantage of the career opportunities being afforded them.
Please don't stop the music.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica's culture is an important part of our global brand. That's why Outcome 4 is targeted at creating an authentic and transformational culture. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Play out some music.
And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born in 1946, this reggae rock steady turned gospel singer entered the music industry in the mid-1960s as a member of the Miracles. The group later changed their name to the Jamaicans in 1967 and won the Jamaican Festival Song Competition with the Duke Reid-produced Baba Boom, which also topped the Jamaican charts. He converted to Christianity in the 1990s and started Vessel Ministries and Glory Music record label with his wife, turning his efforts to gospel music. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Thomas or Tommy Cowan from the Jamaicans.
Things you said you love, you're gonna lose.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.